It is as important as us taking the next breath. We must make people aware and have the consciousness of caring about peoples with disabilities in the various communities, in the various cities, states, countries, throughout the world. And we must do it expeditiously.
You recently encouraged a lot of countries to support and sign something called as the Marrakesh Treaty, which boosts access to books for blind. Can you tell me a little bit more about this?
It has enabled books that were not available for peoples with, you know, blind or with low vision to, for the first time, having the accessible information that is available with millions and millions of books that are being written every single year. And still, only 5% of a 300 million group of people have the ability to still have that information available to them. So we still have a lot of work to do. We need everyone to make this a reality so that no one is without having the ability to get information, making the world, in their world, in our world, more accessible and available with information.
What role does music have to play when it comes to helping a disabled person?
Well, when you talk about the Marrakesh Treaty, for instance, I think that if information was not available to me, if I wanted to know about India, for instance, if I couldn't read about it, I'd have to create and make up something. So it makes information available to me, so therefore I'm then able to read about it and then write about it, however I would be doing that lyrically. If the information is not accessible, and I don't know where certain music comes from because I can't read and find out what it is, I'm not clear on where and the origins of it. So, you know, no different than people that have all of their abilities, it is not a right thing for us, to any of us, to be denied or not have that information available to us.
You've inspired so many people with your music, and on World Disability Day, what is your message for people around the world who have a disability? And would you like to give your message out through a song, maybe?
I have a song that I've written, and I'll say some of the words to this song. And the song is called Fear Can't Put Dreams to Sleep. And it says, if mine eyes were to see, let me be the witness of a world that is color-free. If my limbs were to move, let me walk and touch a land where hate can no longer be. And if my ears were to hear, let it, like the sweetest music, be unity and harmony. And if my mouth were to speak, let me talk about a land where love's for all and fear can't put dreams to sleep. So we must understand that even though it is considered that we have a so-called disability, we really are able persons with different abilities. But at the end of the day, we must come together and make, however and where we are in the world, be a place of unification, because me being blind visually doesn't mean that I have to be blind spiritually. And someone being sighted doesn't mean that they should be blind of those things in the world that we need to fix.
It's been such an honor talking to you. Thank you so much.
I thank you.